VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An angry U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday that sexual misconduct allegations against him have destroyed his family and his reputation. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With his Supreme Court bid in danger, Kavanaugh is lashing out at what he calls a confirmation process turned national disgrace, blasting Democratic senators he says have orchestrated a political hit job.
You have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
Alternating between raising his voice and choking up, Kavanaugh said he will not be intimidated into quitting, and again strongly denied allegations raised earlier in the same hearing by Christine Blasey Ford and also by two other women. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The hearing riveted Washington and the nation with hours of fiery, emotional testimony from the judge and from Ms. Ford. Kavanaugh has denied her accusation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday accused Iran of hiding nuclear-related material at a warehouse in Tehran. He used pictures and diagrams in his speech to the UN General Assembly, showing where, he said, about 15 kilograms of radioactive material had been stored. He demanded that the UN's atomic agency head to the locations immediately with instruments designed to measure radiation. Netanyahu praised the Trump administration as well for pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal. He said it has cost Iran dearly.
We will act against you whenever and wherever we must act to defend our state and to defend our people.
Netanyahu said Israel will move against Iran in Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said Jerusalem is not for sale and Palestinians' rights are not up for bargaining. He spoke Thursday at the UN. He also called President Trump biased in favor of Israel and said, "We will not accept sole American mediation in the peace process." At the UN on Thursday, Russia and China called for international sanctions to be eased on North Korea as an incentive for the isolated nation to denuclearize. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir says if sanctions are eased, it could jeopardize the international consensus on the pressure campaign.
The UN Security Council has voted unanimously on several rounds of increasingly tough and targeted sanctions against North Korea since its first nuclear test in 2006. But Thursday, Russia and China appeared to signal they could break that unity by choosing a position opposite to that of the United States and to many Western and other countries. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who chaired Thursday's Security Council meeting, maintained it was international pressure that had paved the way for diplomacy, and it must continue.
The UN Human Rights Council agreed Thursday to document alleged crimes committed by the Myanmar government against the country's Rohingya minority. The 47-member council voted 35-3 to create what it called an independent mechanism that will follow up on a previous fact-finding commission. More than 700,000 members of the mostly Muslim Rohingya have fled to neighboring Bangladesh from Rakhine State since the largely Buddhist government of Myanmar began a widespread crackdown across the region in 2017. The crackdown came in response to a series of attacks committed by Rohingya militants. Dutch police said Thursday that they had arrested seven men suspected of plotting a major terror attack in the Netherlands. The arrests were the result of months-long investigations based on intelligence suggesting a 34-year-old man of Iraqi descent was planning an attack on a large event that could cause major casualties. Adultery is no longer a crime in India. It's Thursday the Supreme Court struck down a British colonial-era law. Under the previous law, a man who had sex with a married woman without her husband's blessing could be sentenced to up to 5 years in prison. The law gave the husband the right to bring charges against his wife's lover, but failed to grant a wife the power to do the same. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.